The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? Fasten your seat belts. It's the Champion of the People Injury Show, Bell and Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Over 30 years, we've been helping injured victims put their lives back together again. And we decided years ago that the insurance companies have all the knowledge, have all the information, have all the training. And people come into our office and they don't really know what to do. Sometimes it's too late when they come in. Sometimes when they come in early, we can help them and they can get their own legal game plan, their own strategy, and they can know the rules and the rules of the road and the rules of how to navigate the insurance maze of this insurance company. And they understand finally that this insurance company is out there to beat you. It's the insurance company for the at-fault party. We usually use a car crash example in our show, and it can apply to any trauma. It can apply to wrongful death. We did a show on wrongful death. But you need to understand that the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who hits you, creams you, sends you off to the emergency room or to your doctor and or both, that insurance company, that's the insurance company that's going to try to beat your injury claim. And we see so many times over the years that people don't understand. They don't get it. They think they understand that there's these myths. They think the insurance company is going to be fair. They think the insurance company is going to give them a fair compensation, a fair payout. The fight starts even with the property damage on your car. They don't want to pay the full value. They want to minimize it or reduce it. So you have to ask yourself, what do you know? How do you know this? What do you know about the rules? How do you know how to navigate this insurance maze and this insurance system? You know, they have a claims department. These claims department have adjusters. Think about this. They're highly trained. They know what questions to ask you. And they know what documents to try to get from you. Most of the time, people come into us and they've already talked to the adjuster. They've already filled out these, quote, few forms, in quotation marks, the adjuster sent to them or the insurance company sent to them. They've already signed medical releases for the insurance company to get all their medical records. Big mistakes all along the way. But if you know what the rules are, and if you're educated, and if you listen to all of our shows, our injury shows, we can teach you, and we do teach you, and we've been doing this for years. And the reason is we understand people don't know this area of the law, but the insurance companies do. That's the problem. Sometimes they want to offer you a quick settlement in a car crash, and they want to offer you maybe $500 for pain or suffering and pay your medical bills of $2,000, $2,500 settlement. At that point in time, you probably don't even know what your future holds. Your doctor doesn't know what your future holds. Your doctor doesn't know what your final diagnosis is going to be. So if you don't know and your doctor doesn't know, then how in the world does the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who hits you, know? How do they know? They don't. Those adjusters are designed, they're trained and designed to get rid of your claim as fast as possible. They have dollar authority, usually a low dollar authority on the first initial adjuster that you talk to, usually, but not always. And so they want to get rid of your claim. If they have a $5,000 authority and they get rid of your claim for $2,000, wow, they've done a good job. Do you think they keep statistics, facts, and figures on that? Yes, of course. You know, when you have a car crash, we've had people tell us this many, many times, well, what happened to the person? Where's the person who hit me? What about them? They're off down the road enjoying their life. They hit you. The insurance company for that person takes over the case. The insurance company for the at-fault person makes all the decisions. And I mean, they make the decisions of whether or not they're going to attack and fight you on liability, meaning how did the accident happen? Who was at fault? They make the decisions on whether or not they're going to attack you to blame you in part or all for the accident, even though you were rear-ended or maybe T-boned or maybe a head-on collision. They make the decisions how much money they're going to pay you and if they're going to pay you any money. They go to the mediation. They control everything. They make the decisions. That's the way the Colorado law works, and that's the way the law works in most states. Once you understand that, which you do by listening to our shows, then you know the insurance company for the at-fault party is going to want to try to protect their bottom line. You know, we've written 6 books, and you can find our books at championsofthepeople.com. They're free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books free. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll send you a hard copy. But I bring this up for several reasons, because our books are there to teach you and educate you as well. But one of our books covers, what loss ratios are. We've written a new book on Colorado car insurance, the definitive guideline to Colorado car insurance in Colorado. What's a loss ratio? Do you know what a loss ratio is? Do you know what a combined ratio is for the insurance company? Very, very important. Loss ratios and combined ratios drive their bottom line. It also deals a component of that formula. You don't have to be a math genius, but a component of that formula is the amount of losses and claims, including injury claims, that they paid out compared to the premiums they take in. Supposedly, a claims department of an insurance company is not supposed to be a profit center. They are supposed to pay on claims, legitimate claims, based on statistical formulas. They do it. But if they can improve their loss ratio or combined loss ratio by beating your injury claim and another 1,000 claims like it or another 100,000 claims like it, what do you got? Listen, if they have 100,000 claims and they save $100 on each claim, what do you think? It's too early in the morning for me to do the math, but you can figure the math out. That's exactly what you need to know. This is a war. You understand, this car accident is a war. You don't think it is, even when you start to call the adjuster for the first time. They already know what to do. You don't. It's an ordinary day and event for them, but it's not for you. There's rules. You need to know the rules. You need to be educated and trained. You know, let's think about that a second. Where is it in life that you need to know the rules? Where is it you need to know what's going on instead of guessing? You can't guess and win in this game. You can't guess and hope and win in a car accident crash with injuries that are affecting you right now, maybe for the last year, maybe for the rest of your life. You can't guess. You know, when you buy a product, there's directions and instructions and warnings in the packaging to the product. If you bother to read them, they're very important. You're certainly going to figure out how to work this product. If you bought something from Amazon, you'd read the directions on how to work it. Therefore, you'd have a strategy, a guideline. You wouldn't be guessing. But that's what the insurance companies for the at-fault parties want you to do, is guess. What if you go down to a big box store, maybe a hardware store, and you rent a piece of equipment, like a rototiller or a backhoe? You know, people ask them, how do I use this? What do I need to know? And they tell you, and they teach you. You wouldn't just get on it and guess. You'd have to understand how it functions. Therefore, when you have a crash and you're injured, you need to understand how the system functions. And you can. Read our books. We got a book out on Legal Game Plan that gives you the strategies that you need to beat and defeat the insurance companies trying to beat and defeat you. It's like a military operation. If you understand the attacks that are going to be advanced, then you can beat them. Then you can win. Same thing. You know, when you buy a new computer, computer uses software. You need to understand how it works, right? You can't just guess. You need to understand. Maybe there's a formula or a hunt and peck event where you try to figure it out, but you basically need to know how the software works. Even old-fashioned games like board games, you sit down and you have an old-fashioned game. Okay, what are the rules? What are the rules? There you go. So you need to understand when you're in a car crash, you're injured. You know the rules. You got to know the rules. The insurance company knows the rules. You get in your car and navigation system. You want to go from point A to point B. You want it to function, and you want it to navigate the streets. You need to know how to navigate the insurance claims and your insurance claims and your injury claims. You need to know how to navigate to get from point A to point B. Part of that path to point B is getting paid fair and legitimate compensation for your injuries. Part of that path. You know, if you buy a new cell phone and it's got new features, then you got to understand how that works. Most of the time they teach you. Some of these stores have classes. Why? So you'll get the rules. So you'll understand how it functions. You will then know how to use your phone. So if you follow the rules and listen to us, you will then know how to navigate your injury claim against the insurance company. You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. I got a couple more examples for you. If you have buy a piece of real estate, you have a broker, they know the rules, they know the forms. You have an attorney, a real estate attorney, they know the rules, they know the forms. Earnest money deposits, security deposits on leases, default provisions. But you know, and you're not hoping, and you're not guessing. There is a learning curve in this injury business. And guess what? The insurance companies have already spent their time on the learning curve. You haven't. Do you know, do you realize they have an advantage? But you can neutralize that advantage. How? You can become educated. How? You can go see an attorney early. You can come see us anytime. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. You get a free initial consultation if you come to see us. And you get a free legal game plan tailored to your accident, your injuries, your body, your condition, your medical history, and what you're going to do to try to recover. Do you know? A lot of people don't believe this. Do you know that these insurance companies have a game plan and strategy to beat you before they ever met you and before you're ever in a crash? And you say, how can it be possible? That's not possible. Next up, we'll show you how it's possible. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people.
It is time for you to do the right thing if you get hurt, and that is stop trying to deal with insurance companies and all this other legal stuff while you're still trying to recover from an accident that might not even have been your fault. It's time to do a smart thing and call Bell and Pollock. You know, when I met Gary and Brad at Bell and Pollock, I went into their offices with their big championsofthepeople.com on the wall, and I thought to myself, okay, champions of the people, let's see what you got. Then I talked to them, and the way they view the law and their role in society as lawyers is so much like the way my dad used to practice law that I was like, okay, I have to work with you guys. Gary and Brad have done a show for over a decade on KHOW where they give out free legal advice. They've been given a ton of awards from the Colorado Supreme Court for their pro bono work. They do a lot of appointments that are not necessarily going to turn into business for them, but they're happy to answer questions for people who just need a little help. This is they view their role as fighting for the little guy, no matter what kind of help the little guy needs. So if you've been hurt in an accident or you've lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900 for the team at Bell and Pollock. You can also find them online at championsofthepeople.com. And please remember to tell them you heard about it from Mandy Connell.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. The Bell and Pollock Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's been that way for a long time. We champion people's causes. We've represented injured victims and their families and their loved ones for over 30 years. We have experience, and we just wrote a new book called Legal Game Plan. That's your strategy. You can have a free copy of that book. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download a free copy of any of our books. We have six books out. You can listen to any of these podcasts. You can request it. And people call us every week just to ask us insurance questions. They've not been in a crash. But, hey, Gary, hey, Brad, I heard you on the radio talking about this type of insurance I should have before a crash happens. What's UM? What's UIM? What's MedPay? How does that work? We're glad to answer those questions. This is your life. And we don't charge for that. It's free. You can just give us a call. We're glad to talk to you. We're talking about these injury claims. You want experience on your side. You can put our experience to work for you. 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Right before the break, we were talking about these insurance companies have a strategy to beat you before there's a crash, before there's an accident, before they ever met you, before they ever know who you are, before you ever showed up on their radar screen. And you say, you got to be kidding me, Gary. You got to be kidding me. How does that work? How can they have a strategy to beat me before there's even a crash? All right, let's talk about it. They talk about insurance coverages. So they know the insurance coverages, and they know the policies real well, and so they're going to want to know what yours are, what your coverages are. They know what the laws are. You don't. They know what the coverages are. You probably don't. They know what the law says about the coverages and how it applies, even before there's a crash. They know you didn't protect yourself or you did. You didn't follow what Bell and Pollock said or you did before there's ever a crash. That's one way. There are other ways. Don't you think that these insurance companies, when they put their adjusters on the phone with an injured victim or the family, don't you think they've trained these people? Don't you think they've given them the education as to what to ask you, how to ask it, what forms to ask for? When you know that this is a war, you understand that's what they do. So they're already preparing for you before a crash ever happened. They have training. You get into these cases, they have policies, they have manuals, they have video training. They have their own doctors sometimes right down the hallway. They have orthopedic surgeons. They have neurological consults. They have their own attorneys. Know that. You can beat this. You can win this war. But you can't do it by hoping, and you can't do it by guessing. You're going to make an injury claim. People come to us and say, I really don't want to make an injury claim. I don't want to get into litigation. Fine. At Bell and Pollock, we try never to get into litigation. But, you know, sometimes when the insurance company won't even offer you or pay you the amount of your medical bills, let's say your medical bills are $15,000 and they offer you $8,000, take it or leave it, too bad. Sign the papers and your case is over with forever. What are you going to do? They know what you're going to do. They know what you have to do. You have to file a lawsuit. And as I said before on the radio, then they call you greedy. Then they call your attorney greedy. Everybody's greedy but them. And they force these situations upon you. And that even applies with a rental car. They know how you're going to do with your property damage. You know, you call up and say, I was in an accident. I'd like to get my car fixed. And so they might have to give you a rental car for a brief period of time on your property damage, but they try to cut it short. Then they give you an offer. Here's the offer for your car. And you say, wow, that's $4,000 under the Blue Book value. That's $4,000 I found on the internet. Or a car dealer. That's $4,000 less. And they say, take it or leave it, because tomorrow at noon, your rental car ends. You see how that works? That's a strategy already built in. It's a planned attack. And you don't know that. And here you are dealing with your injuries. It's very emotional. It's very upsetting, especially if you can't work, especially if you're injured, especially if you can't enjoy life the way you did before. And now you're having to deal with this. But if you listen to these shows and if you call us, we can help you anytime. 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Another way the insurance company tries to beat you before there's a crash, right? They have computer programs. Ever heard of Colossus? Probably not. Colossus is a program developed a few years back by McKinsey and Company, and it's designed to minimize your injuries and the payout. So the adjusters take your injuries, take your medical records, plug them into the computer, and guess whose favor the computer program is? Guess. They plug your injuries in. Okay, you have neck pain. You rated your pain level a 5 out of a 10. You don't have any range of motion restrictions. You said to the doctor or physical therapist you were getting a little bit better. Bingo, we're going to put that in the computer, which is already developed before you ever had a crash. And this is what we're going to offer you. And you say, you got to be kidding me. No, that's what we're going to offer you. If you ever took the depositions of some of these adjusters, some of them, not all of them, there are very good adjusters. Some of them, you wouldn't believe what they have to say. So, you know, I would ask them questions. Do you know what a brachial plexopathy is? No. Do you know how the pain radiates from the neck down to the right hand? No. You just plug it into the computer. Yep. It spits it out. Yep. And so that's already preparing before a crash happens. On a way to beat you. We're not even talking yet about how they try to beat you once the crash happens, right? We're talking about before the crash happens. And then some of them have programs. One of them was called Bring Back a Billion. One of the insurance companies had a program called Bring Back a Billion. What does that mean? Bring back $1 billion to this company. How are they going to do that? What do you think? Claims? Yes. Minimize the payout on claims? Of course. Affects you and your injury claim? Yes. What are you going to do about it? You're just going to quietly take this? You're just going to lay down and let them walk all over you, you're going to be educated and understand what your rights are. Because when you are, and if you do, then you can enhance your chances and you can get a level playing field with this insurance company. Happens all the time. But it also happens all the time that people are taken advantage of. They don't know. And one of the worst things we see in our law firm is people don't get to an attorney early. If you go, if you have a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan on your injuries, and you come to Bell and Pollock, wouldn't that be smart? There's no charge. It's free. Wouldn't that be good? At the very beginning, maybe even before you talk to the insurance company for the first time, that call is very important. We've covered it time and time again. If you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, we have a button there you can hit, and it plays for you what you need to know before the first phone call to the adjuster. They rely on having the knowledge. They rely on you not having the knowledge. They rely on you not being educated on this field. I mean, you may be a very educated person. You may be a very smart person. You know, I don't understand a lot about computers, so I seek help when I need it. And so they are relying on the fact that you don't know about this area of the law. You don't know about injury claims. Did you know you're in a crash and you're going to make a claim, and let's say it's not going to settle, it's going to get more serious. Do you know each insurance company has their own set law firms in Denver and everywhere that they use for their claims? So Allstate would have one set of law firms, or maybe two law firms they use. State Farm has their own law firms. Right in downtown Denver, 17th Street, Larimer Square. They have their own law firms. They turn them over time and time again, these files. And they pay those lawyers to fight you and to beat you. So that's how they're ready for their crash before it happens. You got computer programs. You have training, education, policies, manuals. The myths in this business are astounding. They're staggering. The myths. I find it all the time. The myths. Surely some insurance company is going to be fair to me. I mean, this wasn't my fault. I was in an accident. It wasn't my fault. I mean, that's what insurance is for, right? And, you know, sometimes you think your injuries are going to get all better, and so you don't go to the doctor and for a while, and then they don't get better, and then they linger, and then they don't get better after 4 months or 5 months, and maybe you have a gap in medical treatment, and they're going to use the gap against you. It's important to know how to navigate the insurance maze before it happens. Let's just create a ledger here a second, okay? Let's create a ledger. One side of the ledger is you, and the other side of the ledger is the insurance company. All right? Resources on this ledger. Do they have resources? Yes. What do you have? Probably not. Training. Do they have training? Yes. What do you have? Nothing. Education. They educate these people very well, even medically, even anatomically, even orthopedically, traumatic brain injury-wise. They educate their adjusters and their senior adjusters very well. Are you educated? No. What do you got going so far on your side of the ledger? Not much. Understanding the policies and the law and the policies. This is your injury claim. Not much on your side of the ledger. Do you have your own staff of nurses? Some of them have in-house staff of nurses to help them with their claims. Do you? Nothing on your side of the ledger yet. They have professionals like doctors that analyze these records and look at them. You might go to your doctor, so we're starting to gain a little bit of an edge. They have their computer programs. You don't. You don't even know what they say or how they work. You don't even know they're there even before the crash occurred. They have their forms printed out. They have pre-printed letters. What's on your side of the ledger? Nothing I see so far. They have the releases already printed. Please sign these releases. We can't adjust your claim until you sign the releases. Not true. You don't have to give them all your medical records. What's on your side of the ledger? Recorded statements. Knowledge of coverages, supervisors, they have money, and they have attorneys to fight you. You making sense? You need experienced attorneys. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. For over 30 years, we've helped injured victims put their lives back together again. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. This is a war you can win. You can win this war. Understand that. Know that. If you follow the rules and you go down the correct pathway and the yellow brick road and you know what you're doing, you can win. So how do you put yourself in a position specifically to win and defeat their attacks? Next up, we'll discuss how you put yourself in a position to win. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Champions of the People Injury Show, the only show of its kind. We're here to educate you and teach you. And you can call us and ask us questions anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs, and we've done cases and we do cases all over the state of Colorado. All kinds of injury cases, including workers' compensation cases, all kinds of crash and injury cases, and we've done it for years. We know the rules. We can help you. 303-795-5900. And I've always said, and I say it again, it's a no-brainer to go to an attorney early once you've been injured because you want to understand the rules. And it's free. Free, that's what it means. Free initial consultation. And we don't just spend 10 minutes with you. We might spend 30 minutes to an hour and a half. Last night I met with somebody for almost 2 hours. So they would understand the rules. They would understand what they need to do. They would understand what the insurance company is going to try to do. So that's a substantive, meaningful, significant, free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You know, we wrote a book. We trademark protected the idea and concept of legal game plan. You can get it on our website. You can ask us for a hard copy. You know, I'm looking at page 26 and 27 of our book right now. Just to, you know, there's 16 questions listed there. I'm just going to go over a couple of them. How and when you should protect your privileges as to certain parts of your medical records. Exactly what are you going to say to the insurance adjuster during the first contact and subsequent contacts? When should you give a statement to the insurance company and on and on? It's right there. It's free. It's education. It's information. Information is empowering for you. You know, I said in the top of the show, these adjusters are highly trained. There's not much on your side of the ledger to begin with as far as knowledge, experience, how they attack these cases. But there is with Bell and Pollock, and it can be given to you. People can be taught. People can be educated. Why should they have all the information? Why should they have all the training? They shouldn't. You should have. It's easy. 303-795-5900. You know, another part of our book there is, you know, talks about how you receive treatment through physical therapy. What's important? How you receive treatment through your doctor, your PCP, or your chiropractor. It's important you know. Doesn't it make sense? If you're going to play the board game, if you're going to buy a new cell phone, that you know how to use it, you know what to do. You're going to read the instructions and the warnings on a new product. Don't do XYZ. This product could explode. And this injury came could explode right in your face. People get so mad 6 months down the road, 3 months down the road, a year down the road, a year and a half down the road, when the insurance company just sits back and waits for them to hope and guess, and you do the wrong thing on point A, point B, point C. You've done some good things, but you do the wrong things on point A, B, and C, and they attack it. But if you get a free initial consultation, if you know what you're doing, you can win that one. And you can win the whole war. You can win the battle and the wars. You know, I thought today, we always talk about this first contact with an insurance adjuster. It's an emotional situation. You've just been in a crash. Some are very serious. Some of them are smaller property damage crashes, and they're still very serious. And so I think I'm going to try to give you an example of what it's like to talk to adjuster here. And on the phone, on the very first phone call, might go something like this. Hi, I'm John Jones. I was injured in this crash, and I'm trying to report a claim. And so I'd like to get my car fixed. And so they say, well, were you injured? Yes. Well, what were your injuries? What does that have to do with your car? I stop you right now. What does that have to do with your car? So they say, well, what are your injuries? Most people go ahead and say, well, I've got a neck injury, a back injury. What does that have to do with your car? Getting your car fixed. And you say, no, I don't want to talk about that today. I want to get my car fixed. Well, did you ever have any of these same symptoms before the crash? I don't want to talk about that today. What I want to talk about is getting my car fixed. Maybe I'll talk to you about that in the future, but I don't want to talk about it today. Can we talk about getting a rental car for me? And can we talk about getting my car fixed? Well, could I have your date of birth? No, you can't. Well, could I have your social security number? No, you can't. Well, can you tell me how this crash occurred? Yes, I will. I was sitting at a stoplight and I was rear-ended at a high rate of speed. Well, were you injured? I just told you. I don't want to talk about that right now. Well, I can't adjust your claim. I can't help you unless you tell me these things. Yes, you can. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you can. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out how to get a rental car and get my car fixed. My car got towed away. It needs to be assessed. Okay, well, can you tell me if you had any pre-existing condition? I'm not going to be talking about that today. Did you have insurance coverage? Yes, I did. Well, what were the coverages? I don't want to talk about that today. I want to talk about getting my car fixed. Questions you can ask the adjuster on the phone. Now you're becoming educated, right? Now you're knowing more, right? Questions you can ask them is, did you take a statement from the guy who hit me? That's the person you insure. Well, yes, we did. Well, what does it say? I can't tell you that. They're not going to give you any information. Well, can you tell me the policy limits of the person who hit me? I can't release that information. That's not true. They can release the information. Sometimes you say, can you give me the policy limits of the person who hit me? And they say, well, I have to get permission of the insured. No, they don't. That's not a legal prerequisite. It's not a legal requirement. And they say to you, I'm going to send you a few forms, and if you don't sign these forms and fill them out and the questionnaires and give me releases, then I'm not going to be able to adjust your claim. I'm not going to be able to help you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You getting a flavor of that? So if you get our book, Legal Game Plan, if you come to see us, you get all of that constantly. You know what the rules are. The ground rules. The rules of the road. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. When you call the insurance company, you know the rules then. You feel more comfortable. You feel confident. They're not going to take advantage of you because, remember, they've already prepared for this before they ever met you. They've already prepared for this before the crash ever occurred. Do you know if you talk to an adjuster, there's a difference? A PD, property damage adjuster, and a BI, bodily injury adjuster. Sometimes they do both functions. You can ask them, what are you doing? Are you adjusting my property damage? Are you talking to me about my car, my truck that was demolished, that needs to be fixed, repaired, maybe totaled? What are you going to do for me? How long am I going to have a rental car? So you get the flavor of the first phone call right here. We also have that on our website, championsofthepeople.com. So now I've told you some, not all, of the ways they try to beat you before the crash ever occurs, before you ever showed up on the radar screen, before they ever called you, and they got computer screens to tell them the questions to ask you. And we need to take a recorded statement of you, not today. My mind's still foggy from this crash. I want to wait till it clears up. Not today. I want to get my car fixed. I want to get my car back. I want to get a rental car. Now, once the phone call has happened, now they're going to start attacking you on liability and damages. What does that mean? What does attack on liability mean? Now you're going to know. They're going to attack the way the accident occurred, even if you were rear-ended. You say, "This guy, you got to be kidding me. Really? I was at a red light. Hit, rear-ended at high speed, and they're going to try to blame me." Yes, they're going to try to blame you. We've explained to you the comparative negligence statute in Colorado. where you compare the negligence of all parties involved in a crash, all parties, including the one that was hit. But they have to prove it. And so they start asking you questions to be able to prove it, right? Did you have a medical condition? Not going to answer that right now. Were you looking in your rearview mirror? Did you have time to get out of the way? Not going to answer you that right now. You know, we did a show on snow and ice. We're sorry. We ran our person we insure ran into the back of you, but they slid on snow or ice. We're sorry. So they attack liability. They attack how the accident occurred. They attack the mechanism of injury. How were you injured? You say you have a neck injury. How was it injured? Specifically, not generally. Well, I was in a car crash. That doesn't work. Specifically, maybe you're looking to the right, maybe to the left. That makes a significant difference sometimes orthopedically because you're torqued. Your body's torqued when the impact happens, when the delta V forces transfer to your body and slam you around. That's significant the way your body position was. The attack liability, T-bone collision. Their favorite one is somebody at a red light or somebody at a green light going through and somebody turns in front of them. So they always say you could have stopped, you didn't see it, you could have done this, you could have done that, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that. That's one of the favorites. But understand, the attack on liability is going to come. They're going to attack damages. How do they attack damages? And what are damages? Your injuries and losses. What they're going to pay you for. They want to minimize it, right? As I said before, they're going to send you a few forms, right? And so they're going to attack your records as they see them later. They do eventually get to see the relevant medical records, but there's a case in Colorado called Alcon versus Spicer that says they don't get all of your medical records, but that's what they want. And the few forms they send you says, fill it out, give us the names of all your doctors, give us this general release, and they're going to get all your medical records for your entire life. That's not in compliance with Alcon versus Spicer, the case law. But if you sign it, you waive it. If you sign it, they get it. If you sign it, they do it. If you sign it, it's over with. Your only chance then is to try to revoke it later. If you see an attorney, you'll understand the rules to begin with. And it's free initial consultation. Not just 10 minutes. A substantive, meaningful, significant, meaningful consultation and a free legal game plan. We trademark protected legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We're here to help you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Getting hurt in an accident can be devastating, especially when you get the runaround from an insurance company. That's when you have to call Bell and Pollack. Hi, it's Mandy, and I hope you never need an attorney after an injury. But if you do, please call Bell and Pollack. These guys have been doling out free legal advice on the radio for years, and honestly, they remind me of how my late father did business. They simply do right by their clients every single time. Call them at 303-795-5900 or visit championsofthepeople.com.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Hi, it's Mandy for my friends at Bell and Pollack. I know these guys. They're real. They genuinely care about their clients. And I endorse them because they do business like my dad did. If you've been injured in an accident, call them 303-795-5900.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. It's a Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our shows are there. Information loaded website for you. You can ask us questions. You can email us. You can call us. We'll be glad to go over it. All of our shows are there. We do many injury shows. We also do a Saturday live call-in show on any subject. That's on KHOW. 6:30 on the AM dial, 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. We do that as a community service so that we can answer people's questions on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. Right now, we're telling you how they attack your case, how insurance companies try to beat and attack your case. So we said they attack the accident. They attack liability. Liability mean who's responsible? Who's at fault? Did they accept liability or do they fight it? They want to fight it. If they can fight it and blame a percentage of negligence on you, it's going to reduce their claim payout. And as I covered in the top of the show, it's going to improve their loss ratio. It's going to improve their combined ratio. It's going to improve their bottom line. And off to the races they go. They attack you. If they can get all your medical records, which you shouldn't give them automatically, if they get all your medical records, they're going to go through your records with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm going to cover that in a minute. Let's look at the bigger picture, though. You were injured, you go through all this, and sometimes it can be very frustrating, and they count on you to get frustrated and give up and drag it out. So, know that. Know these things. The bigger picture. So eventually, your attorney is going to make a claim for you. It has to be presented in the proper way to the insurance company for the at-fault party because they're going to pay. Yes, they have to see your relevant medical records because they want to see what the doctors say your injuries are, right? So now they're going to get your records. Now they're going to get the accident report. Now they're going to get all these documents in front of them. And now they're going to try to slice and dice and find the weak links in the chain and say, well, no, you can't, we're not going to pay that because you had a gap in your medical treatment. You didn't go to the doctor for 2 months. You didn't go to the doctor for 1 month. You didn't follow the doctor's advice. You know, you were injured. Your medical bills are, say, $34,000. You went to the emergency room. The emergency room bill was $16,000 by itself. And they say you weren't a compliant patient because they're looking at your medical records with an eye towards beating you. Now, I know you understand that now. They've got them, right? They've got this whole thing in front of them. Then they can see, did you have any pre-existing condition? Ah, that's your problem. Did you have a gap in medical treatment? That's your problem. Were you referred to any specialists? Yes, they don't like that. Did you go to a chiropractor? Yes. Did you ever go to an MD? Yes. It looks like, in looking at your records, sir or ma'am, the insurance company says that you overtreated. And you say, I was just doing what the doctor told me to do. Looks like you overtreated. Or, right? Ready for this one? Or they say, looks like you undertreated. You didn't treat enough. So if you didn't have the appropriate amount of treatment, then we can't pay you. Or it's not worth X, it's only worth a lower amount of Y dollars. They're still looking at this picture. They look at the emergency room records. Most emergency room records concentrate on the life-threatening events in front of them. Example, if they're worried about C1, C2, and your spinal cord, they're really, really not going to pay too much attention to your right ankle. So the insurance company then says, well, you didn't report injuries to your right ankle in the emergency room. And you say, yes, I did. Well, it's not in the record. Well, maybe not, because they were worried about my neck. They had me frozen, had me on a gurney, and they didn't want me to move. That's what they were worried about. Well, it's not in the emergency room records. Are you getting the flavor of this? Your records, your medical records. Another one. We're looking at your MRIs. I'm talking like I'm the insurance company. We're looking at your MRIs. They were negative. They weren't positive for anything. And as in doctor talk, they were unremarkable. Normal. So what's your problem? You say your neck hurts. You say you have your arms hurt. Your shoulders hurt. But your films were normal. There's nothing broken on the x-rays. What's your problem? There are ways to fight all this, but you have to know how to do it. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about today. You have to know what to do. The rules, the strategy, the legal game plan. It's free. It's a no-brainer. So once you understand, then you can beat it. Another one. They say you went to your PCP and the doctor said to come back as needed and you didn't go back for 2 months. Well, yeah, but I was trying to get better. I was trying to do my own. I didn't want to run up a bunch of medical bills. I thought I would get over this. Well, maybe you did, but you didn't go to the doctor for 2 months. So that's a huge gap in medical treatment. So therefore, I'm sorry, we can't pay you as much, or we're not going to pay you at all, or we're not even going to pay your medical bills because we think they're unreasonable. And speaking of that, one of the things they say, they look at your medical bills and they say, let's say they say you overtreated. You went to the doctor too much. You went to the therapist too much. You went to the chiropractor too much. You overtreated. Your medical bills are unreasonable and unnecessary. Listen to that. Think about that. I analyze that. I'm going to analyze it with you right now. You go to your PCP, your primary care doctor you've been going to for 20 years. And the doctor says you got to go to chiro, you got to go to PT, physical therapy. Here's some pain medication, some muscle relaxants. Here's a prescription. And so you say, I did everything my doctor told me to do. And they say, the insurance company says your medical charges are unreasonable and not necessary. Did you hear this? The medical charges charged by your doctor of 20 years that you trust, that you like, that knows you, they say those charges are not reasonable. Really? They say those charges are not necessary, weren't necessary for the treatment because your films were normal. All the medical professionals know that your films can be completely normal and you can have very debilitating injuries. You can have injuries that don't even show up on the resolution of an MRI or CT scan. Everybody knows that. You can have facet joint injuries. You can have SI joint injuries. They don't show up in the films. How do you treat them? You treat them with injections. Then they say that wasn't necessarily reasonable. But if you know the rules, if you know how these attacks are going to come, right, in the beginning, then you can beat it. Then you can understand it. Matter of fact, you know, most people have never even seen their medical records. I mean, do you normally go order copies of your medical records? No. So now you're injured and everybody in the world wants your medical records. They want to poke holes in them. But if you know the rules in advance, you can win this. You can give us a case. If you have a pre-existing condition, for example, there's an important case in Colorado called the McLaughlin case. If you had a pre-existing condition and your symptoms weren't active near the time of the crash, then you have a different law applied to you. Did you know that? The insurance company knows it. If your symptoms did exist and up to the time of the crash and it was made worse, you have a different law that applies to you. Do you know that? The insurance company knows that. They have the knowledge. You can have the knowledge. That's why we give you information and educate you. Different law. Different law just on a pre-existing condition, just on that one point. So then they say, okay, you didn't go to the emergency room. You went to your doctor the next day. You started on this course of treatment. And so our studies, as the insurance company says, and their lawyers and their doctors say, our studies show that by 6 weeks you should be over this. No. By 6 weeks, some people might be over this. Some people. You're not all those people. You're you. And they fully understand when you ask them a deposition, doctor, Mr. Insurance Doctor, yes. Aren't people different? Yes. Doesn't it take a different time to heal for each person? Yes. Are they anatomically the same? No. That's what you're trained to know as a doctor? Yes. Then how can you say that everybody should be over this in 6 weeks? Or 6 months, or 1 year. It doesn't work that way. But, as you see, you must know the rules, right? Also, you and your attorney must know the medicine. They fight causation. They fight the medicine. You need to know neurology. And if you don't, your attorney has to know this. To present your claim, to engage in the fight, to beat the attacks. Do you have extension problems, flexion problems? Functional range of motion problems. Did your doctor put you on restrictions? Do you have what they call DDD, degenerative disc disease? So you can't recover because, wow, you've got degenerative disc disease. Or you had osteophytes on your MRI of your neck. Yeah, but it was dormant. There was no symptoms. I have a facet joint injury. You know, sometimes they look at these MRI films and they call it artifact. Well, that wasn't caused by the accident. That was artifact. What does that mean? It was old. It was there from before, but I never had any symptoms. Do you understand symptoms? The symptoms are important. If you focus on the symptoms, you can win the war. Sometimes you don't fight on what's on the MRI. You fight on the symptoms. Your pain levels, they fight. Acute injuries, there were no fractures. And I covered over-treating and under-treating. And they like to say, they look at your records. Remember, they're looking at them now in hindsight. They're looking back. They've got them now. You've been to the doctor for a year, 2 years. They say, well, you weren't compliant. You didn't follow your home exercise program. Yes, I did. Well, it's not here in the medical records. So they try to pick and choose the smaller points and then add them up. And then they try to imply or state that you're lying. You're making this up. You're faking it. It's all a fraud. They attack the mechanism of injury. Your attorney better know what that is. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900-795-5900. Get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You will then need to know and learn what the thin skull doctrine means. There's a whole law in Colorado on the thin skull doctrine dealing with how your body is made. Are you frail? Are you more vulnerable in one area? Did you have pre-existing back surgery and now the back surgery is all messed up? The hardware became loose. The hardware shifted. You're going to have revision surgery. Right? And they said, well, you already had a low back problem. That it wasn't caused by the crash, so we can't pay you for that. You get referred for consults. Then they look into your social media, which we've done shows on before. Bell and Pollock, you know you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.